had a messenger down here. Yeah. But the Holy Spirit is a messenger to the elect church, like God dwelling in human flesh, showing Himself the discerner, the Word that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's already provided our sacrifice and confirming His covenant. He's keeping His covenant in the last days of the people. Friends, we could talk here all night. Things have been said. There's enough said. There's people here that are sick. You need healing. Why don't you believe that? If I could heal you, I'd do it. Be praying. If I could heal you, I would do it. I cannot heal you. You notice I'm giving the service the first night or two here on praying for the sick. Now, not only for that, if there's any seed here that's already alive, the Holy Spirit will catch it. They'll see it. They'll know it. Now, he's coming in here, would raise your hands before God and say, I believe it with all my heart that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever, that He arose from the dead, and He's alive among us tonight, showing Himself to be among us, and I believe it is of God. Would you raise your hands and say, I truly believe it. Now, Heavenly Father, they're in your hands. They are claiming that they're the seed of Abraham. They want the blessings of God. And I told them in this simple little way, I started on a text and didn't get to finish it. But Father, they see here in the confirmation to Abraham that you confirm the promise to him. Give him the confirmation. Now, if the Spirit of Christ isn't in us, then we are nothing of Christ. If Christ's nature cannot be changed. And He's well told us and promised us these things according to the Bible in many places. Even the Old Testament promises in Malachi 4 that it would be in the last days would turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers, the Pentecostal fathers, the original doctrine of the Bible, the original Word, that what it would do. And there would be a sign, and this sign would be confirmed by the voice that would follow it as you are here. And we believe you. Now, Father, may Satan make his way out. We do not believe that we have any power, Lord. We don't claim to have power. We claim to have authority. We realize a little policeman on the street with a little cap sitting on his head, a big car sweeping down through them broadways at 90 miles an hour with 300 horsepower motor, he hasn't got power to stop a one of them. They just crush him right down. But let him show that badge and lift his hand. Grateful squeal and tired of home. It's authority. The whole city's behind him. He's got authority, not power. He may not weigh 100 pounds, but he's got authority. And that's the way it is tonight, Lord. We come to Satan, not with power, but with the authority, showing the blood and the confirmation of the covenant. You have no right to hold these sick people, looking up on them and seeing them sweating out here. Oh, God, if there's some way I can just get the message to them. If they could only see, Lord, just realize, wake them up, Lord, one time now tonight. Let them see that you're the same God. You're confirming your word. You keep it just as you promised. In these last days, you said these things would happen. When the Son of Man is being revealed, that these things would take place. Grant it, Lord. And let them see that it's you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And I thought, he said, run past my time, see. And I didn't mean to do that. I told him I would be out on time tonight, but I failed it because I finished my text tomorrow night, maybe the Lord will be. Now, here we are. You're people, we're just human beings. We want to live. Everybody wants to live his time now. I believe God wants us to do that. I do believe it. Now, it isn't because there's no Obama healing it. You know, you said one time, well, why is it? If there's no Obama healing it, is there no prophet there? Isaiah said, Elijah said, go ask him, is it because there's no prophet in Israel? Why do you go to Achan up there that God Beelzebub? Why do you go up there, him being a Jew? Why do you go up there? He said, it's because there's no bomb in Gilead, there's no physician there. Is that the reason? Is that the reason? No, sir, we got bomb. The Holy Spirit's here. Yes, sir, the promise is ours. Now you just got to believe it. It's a day to where people's minds are so scattered, I feel sorry for them. They don't know what to believe. One says this and one says that. Let every man's word be a lie, mine be true. Oh, Lord God said. That's right. He cannot change his nature. Now, I believe last night when he started prayer card 1, wasn't called up to about 20 or something like that. Huh? Let's just change that procedure. Let's not have any prayer cards at all. Just you just pray. You know, a prayer card just gets you up here, but I feel His presence, so I just want to share. How many ever seen a picture of that angel of the Lord? So help me when I meet His judgment. It ain't 2 feet from where I'm standing right now. Sure. Now, somebody has got prayer cards, raise up your hand and say, I haven't got prayer cards yet, I'm sick and needy. But just everyone. All right? Now, I tell you, what did that angel do up there that time? He turned his back, had his back turned to Abraham, which I was going to get to tonight, he didn't do it. And where he said it would be the same thing at the coming of the Lord as it was at Sodom. We find out he had his back turned to the tent of Sarah. Laughed at what he said, because he told him, and she couldn't understand that, just being a man out there eating the meat that she fried, drinking the milk from the cow, and eating his calf. And that was God. The Bible said it was. Abraham said it was. Elohim. That's right. Elohim. God. He vanished right before Abraham. And God called him Lord God. Elohim. All sufficient. In the beginning, the same word used. Any scholar knows that. In the beginning, God. Look at the Hebrew, Elohim. Watch when Abraham said, Lord God, Elohim. Same man, same person. Showing that God would manifest Himself in human flesh to Abraham's seed to confirm the covenant to do the same thing He did. See? Same thing He did there. He's always a prophet that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart, because how many knows the Bible says that the Word of God discerns the thoughts that's in the heart? Now, if God will take at least 3 people in here tonight. Now this is a challenge. If anybody else thinks it's so, you come to it.
That's right.
If they don't, then I'll send it out. Now notice, take at least 3 people, 3 is a confirmation. They're totally strangers. And if the Holy Spirit, you just believe, that's all I ask you to believe, to do is to believe that this Bible is the truth and we're living in the last days and this is the promise for the last days. Remember, Abraham or no one else seen any other signs until the promised son came on the scene.
Amen.
Abraham seen all kinds of signs and things up to that, so that was the last sign. He'll never break it. The continuity of God, the seed of Abraham, that's their last sign.
Amen.
That God, he knew right then, that was Elohim. And Jesus come right back and said, it'll be that way, and here we are right here today on it.
Amen.
The same thing. People, this is truth. I don't got in a little barn, he said, but it's always been that way. He was born in a manger.
Yes.
There's hardly anyone but believing. But if this little seed that believes is ordained to life, is all the Father's given me will come to me.
Amen.
That's where that their names are listed. And how they'll do it. Now, see, just the idea, I could pray and lay hands upon you, and we'll speak on that, especially on Sunday afternoons. But I want you to see that you can lay your hands on Him. He is a high priest.
Amen.
That can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. You believe that?
Yeah.
You believe it. And now, if he will do that, I do know somebody here. I happen to look over, and I see 2 or 3 of my friends sitting right there. That's a minister, a couple of them there. One with his head down, the largest. He and his little boy from concussion of the brain yesterday called me by telephone. And another man there, his little baby the other night, they thought was dead, and I was in Beaumont. And we call one over, he laid his hands up on me, starts crying, said, Brother Brown, the word of the Lord is with you. Just ask me. At that very minute, the little baby come back to life and started living again. That's the father sitting right there, a minister. And this man, a car wrecked and threw him through something other and over into a ditch and concussed his little brain and then the Lord healed him perfectly
normal.
They believe. They absolutely. Now, don't say I did it. I had nothing to do with their faith in God. That's what I did. You have faith all. Jesus said in St. Mark 11:22, whatsoever thing, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, you can have what you say. But there it is, see, without a hope, it's a noise. And if he can prove himself alive, the one that made the promise, can prove himself alive, and nothing else in the world can do it. Wake up, shake yourself real hard in your spirit, see? Nothing in the world can do it but God.
Yeah.
Now you can judge the evil one if you want to. They judge him evil, so they still judge his spirit evil. They said he was the devil doing that. Well, of course they got that reward. You just believe. You can't heal. I can't heal. No man can heal. God's the healer. But if you can just realize that the very one that you serve and separate yourself from the world to serve, the very one that you love, the very one that's going to stand in the judgment, you in the judgment with him to be judged, if his presence can come right here and show that he's here, now his corporal body can't do it. When that comes, time's over. As the lightning cometh from the east and to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. But his spirit in the church has come, look how it's come up through justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Spirit, and now right into the rapture in time. to get the church ready. Just exactly the way it promised. Just the way the church ages are lined out. And we've seen that everything coming right down. Pentecost is the last organization. That's part of the scripture. It's the last organization. Rejected with the rest of them. That's why there's an organization. No organization is accepted to God. It's individuals. It's one accepted to God. Now, teach you, believe His presence. I hear I'm just your brother. And now, with thanks that God told me to come do this. Therefore, I believe you. And if it wasn't written in the Word for this age, I'd walk away from it. Anything that's not in that Word, I don't believe it. I wouldn't accept it. I don't say I wouldn't believe it, but I don't accept it. I don't understand it. But when it's in this Word and a promise for this age, I understand it.
Hallelujah.
Do you?
Hallelujah.
May the Lord help us now. And you reach up now by faith. Believe that in our presence, we're in His presence, brother. Now, is that same Jesus that made that promise? And in the Bible here, the inspired Paul, who had the revelations in such abundance, he was made nervous and had trouble in the flesh, except to get exalted above the abundance of the revelation. See, he wrote the Bible. It's so inspired. He wrote the books of the Bible like Moses. He was a prophet. So if the Word come to him, and he wrote it. It's permitted into the Scripture, the sacred writings. Now, he was the one that taught these things. Now remember that Christ is risen from the dead and is among us. Now get that in your mind. Christ raised from the dead and is among us. Now we have seen all kinds of great moves and shouting and praising God. That's all fine. We spoke in tongues and prophesied and all. We've seen all that. That's fine. That comes right along with it. But remember, the last thing is His divine presence, the Word itself. He is the Word, the head, the Word. It's coming to the body. See? And then that Word, in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, said the Word of God is sharper, more powerful than a two-edged sword, and a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. I take that scripture and run it right back from the beginning of the prophets, run it right on down through Jesus Christ and see if that isn't the same thing. The same thing that He is known as the Messiah. Now, it's not some man here is the Messiah. It's the Holy Spirit is the Messiah. Christ and the Holy Spirit is the same thing. So here it is here now, just working in the flesh, getting the body ready for the rapture and grace. Believe it, friends. Lord God, please let it happen.
Hallelujah.
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God. I say that so that you'll understand. See, don't you? If you're doubting, you, it's not good to stay very long. Well, many people sitting here no doubt have seen what happens sometimes to unbelievers. They'll go from one to another. Like it in the Bible. How many of you here is praying, know that I'm a stranger, don't know nothing about you, raise up your hands, you're praying for you, and I don't know nothing about you. You. That man sitting with a black cow looking at you right here.
Hallelujah.
I look. See that line? Did she say this? The amber, goldish green? You believe me to be his servant, sir?
Amen.
If God can reveal to me what your trouble is, you would believe me with all your heart. You believe it with God. Would you do it? Would you believe your healing would come?
Amen.
You have a prayer card? No, you don't have it. You don't have it. Your trouble's in your ear. But that's right, raise up your hand. It was in your ear. It isn't now, if you believe it. I don't know a man ever seen. I hear a man sitting right next to you. He's kind of praying. He's praying for something wrong with him. Look at me, sir. You got a prayer card?
No.
You don't. You believe you to be God's servant? You believe what I told you the truth? You believe the presence of Jesus Christ? You believe your back's going to be all right now? You do raise
up.
If you will believe
it.
I ask right now, I was seeing him in my life. He never touched me. He's 20 feet from me. What did he touch? That full scroll of the scripture. He touched the high priest. He was saying, I prayed to be healed.
Oh.
He touched the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, what do you think, young man, sitting there, young fellow, looking at you so straight? You believe God healed that kidney trouble you got? You do? Raise up your hand if you believe it. You want to stop that habit you got too? Go ahead and see the rest of the way. Wave your hand like this if you do. Thank you, man, for heaven. Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Well, I can't believe.
Hallelujah.
Right across from there is sitting a lady with glasses on. She's suffering with nervous trouble. You believe that God will heal you, lady? Raise up your hand if you believe it. All right. Will you do me a favor? There's a little lady sitting right next to you is suffering with a female trouble. Lady's trouble. That's right, lady. Raise up your hand if that's so. Drainage. Lay your hand over on her and she'll get well.
Hallelujah.
Say, then you sit next to her. Once there's all that other lady sitting right next to her. She's suffering with her legs, trouble with her legs. You believe that God will heal your legs? Raise up your hand. You believe him to be Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever?
Hallelujah.
You believe sitting here? Right behind this man sitting here in front. Lady sitting here. You believe that God, you've got two dangerous things. One of them is cancer. The other is arthritis. You believe that God will heal you? If you will, raise up your hand and say, I believe. You believe? He's confirming the covenant. Here's a lady sitting here looking at you right behind this man. She's got on a red-looking dress of some sort. Red up here, all sweater it might be. She's too far dim out there. After a few days, she's so weak, the whole thing is going to turn a kind of a milky color around in the room. That stands for order, see that line? She's praying about something. If Jesus Christ will reveal to you what you're praying about, will you believe with all your heart? You will. I'm a stranger to you. You're a stranger to me. But you got in contact with the high priest. Because the signal that he gives is right over you. Being a sign, I know it is. You have a tremendous nervous trouble that you're suffering with, and also you've got a garter on the throat that you're suffering with. That's right, waves up your hands. You say you can see that, all right? You're not from here. You're not from this country here, this place. You come from Memphis. That's right. The lady sat next to you. She also comes from Memphis. You believe with all your heart, lady? You believe that God can heal you? You believe me to be his prophet or his servant? That stumbles people. You believe me to be his servant? You believe it's God just in this talking to you? I don't know if they're about you. You believe it would be God then? All right. You believe with all your heart. And God, what you're suffering with, you got trouble with your throat also. And another thing, you got a knot, a growth in your side. You believe that God can tell me which side it's in? If it is, raise up your hand if I tell you the truth. It's in the right side. You believe God can tell me who you are? Will that help you? You're Mrs. Cox.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe? All of you believe now?
Hallelujah.
That's the confirming of the covenant of the seed of Abraham.
Yes.
If you say believe. There's one more laying out on the stretcher.
Oh, God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me, lady? Lay on the stretcher. Yeah. I cannot hear you. I know nothing about you. You're just a stranger to me. But do you believe that Jesus Christ can reveal to me what your trouble is? Would that help you? Would it would? If you lay there, you're going to die. You only have one chance to live, that's except Christ. You have cancer. That is right. You believe that God will make you well now? You do? Raise up your hand if you believe it. All right? In your place, the only thing that you could do is to rise up out of that bed and take up what you're laying on and go home training your faith in God as the seed of Abraham. Rise up in the name of she raises up to take her promise in God. How many rest of you believe with all your heart now? Stand up, you got strength. God will give you strength. Rise up in your feet. There she is, up off of the stretcher. Now the rest of you wants to receive Jesus Christ. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Stand up everywhere except Jesus Christ over here. Lord Jesus, heal it. Now, for healing, I've tried to tell you I'm not a healer. There's many men who call themselves healers. There's a lot of critics that call men healers that just to criticize. Their heart's not right with God. Anyone knows that no man can heal another. God heals the sickness.
Amen.
Let God call for your death and pray all you want to in the hospital, give you an injection of fluid every day, and you'll die just the same. If I cut my hand tonight and stand here with a cut hand, there isn't a medicine in the world can heal my hand.
When you got a medicine that heals, no medicine heals. Any doctor will tell you that. It just keeps clean while God heals. It can't fail tissue. If I cut my hand and go, you said, yes, Brother Dan, there's medicine to heal that. Oh, I don't know what it is. Let me show you. If I cut my hand and fell down dead here, a doctor could come and bomb my body and make it look natural for 50 years, sew up my hand and take me out there and get a shot of penicillin every day. And 50 years from now, that cut would be just like it was when it was made. If medicine is made to heal a cut, why don't it heal? Any medicine to heal a cut in my hand, to heal a cut on this desk, would heal a cut in my coat. If it heal a cut, it'll heal a cut, no matter where it's at. Well, you say, well, medicine is made for human beings, then why don't it heal? Well, you say, the life going out of his hand is something else besides the medicine heal. It's life.
Sure.
And life is God.
Amen.
Certainly it is. Yet some of us sinners are perverted with it, but yet you're in the image of God. The life that you have that God gave you. You know that.
Amen.
No, because God is the healer. Life is the healer. You believe that. See? See so much down. Now, it's just you accept him, won't you?
Amen.
Before we do that, I wonder how many in here is convinced. Before, if you're a newcomer, Sharon, never been in here before, that you believe him to be the Son of God. And by this, the message tonight, the Word alone, before he even does anything, that you believe it, you want me to remember your prayer, raise up your hand, will you? God bless you, oh my. 300-400 hands. God bless you. Faith cometh by hearing of the Word. The reason I said that, to seek to find favor with God. I think now, instead of this calling a prayer line up here, I just have you to pray. Let me give you scripture first. With what we do, it must be scriptural. It's got to be scriptural. God won't honor nothing else. God won't honor a lie. You know that. You couldn't attach that to him. He won't honor lies. He only honors his word. But he promised that my word will not return to me void. It'll accomplish that which it was purposed for. And we see the word's life today. No matter how much unbelief rises in the camp, God will honor his word. When he finds faith to honor God. Now, somewhere in the building, I want you to take this scripture, Hebrews, the third chapter, I believe it is. The Bible says that he's a high priest right now that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And you that raise your hand, I want you, as soon as the service is getting to the closure, I want you to come up and stand around here and be prayed for. Accept Christ as your Savior. Take your way to one of some fine church around here. No matter where it's at, somebody preaches the gospel, go to them and ask for Christian baptism. And the pastor will take you from there on. He's God's man. He's called to be God's man. He'll take you from there on. Just if I was here in the city, I belong to some of these churches here, I'd come to them and believe the gospel, I'd be there. Certainly I'd identify myself with them. Well, that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. Now, if he's a high priest, that could be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Now, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, he had to act as saint as he did yesterday. Now, won't you? A little woman touched his garment one time, and he turned around and knowed what she had and told her faith as Savior, and she felt within herself. She never took any pains to prove it. She didn't have to prove it. You don't prove things, you believe God. You don't prove God at all. You can't prove to save your life as a God. Just go out here and say, let me see him. See? You got to believe. The whole armor of God is supernatural. Love, joy, faith, long-suffering, patience, meekness. It's all supernatural. We look at things that you can't see with your natural eye. And Christ is here tonight. He promised that wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Yeah. There I am. I again. He's here. Now, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You pray and say, Lord Jesus, I am sick or whatever you have need of. I am needy. And I want you, dear God, to have mercy upon me and heal me and make me well. And if I have faith enough, Lord, to touch you, I know that Brother Branham don't know me. I'm a stranger. And I know he doesn't know me. Now, if that man has told me the truth, which I believe it is, because it's come back from your word, I've read it, I see it looks just perfectly right. Now, confirm it. I claim to be a seed of Abraham through Christ. I claim to be the royal seed, believing on Jesus Christ, the royal seed. I believe to be part of His bride, His church that He's coming for. And I'm sick and needy. Please, Lord Jesus, let me touch Your garment and confirm it to me by speaking through Brother Branham as He promised it would be like it was in the days of Sodom. Just let me, ladies, tell me what I'm thinking about praying for, what I want, what my needs are. Something about Him. You do that. Just do it. Heavenly Father, now it's all in Your hands. Do it. Now, this is all I can do, or any other man can just say what you said here, the truth. Now, confirm it, Lord, to be the truth. I have spoken of You. Speak that I have told the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, won't you just believe? Just have faith. I don't know one move around. It's that real reverence. I want you to imagine standing before you, in here somewhere, Christ, raised up from the dead, come right through the walls one time, eat bread, said, feel me on flesh and bones, and disappeared right before you. Now he promised that He would appear in the last days in the form of human flesh again in your flesh, like He did at the days of Sodom. God, which was Christ, manifested in flesh. Now in His church, His bride. See, they're coming together. It's a uniting time. Churches are uniting. Nations are uniting. And the bride in Christ is uniting. It's a uniting time. I just finished. Simple. Don't try to get nervous and press something because you don't get nothing. Just humbly say, Lord, I believe. Someone just do that. And now how many is standing before me, especially now? I know these men here and these here. I know some sitting here. How about right here, just right in front of me? Let us consecrate this little group right in here somewhere. How many never seen Christ make Himself known like that? Let's see your hand. Never did see it. You get everybody? Yes, see. All right. You pray now. Dear Reverend, I don't know that He will. I can't say that. It's up to Him. But it makes you believe real strong. The Lord hears that. He knows all things. The man is sitting right there, suffering with a hernia. You believe in God will heal that hernia? You do? We're strangers to one another, I suppose. You and I don't know you. I've never seen you. But that's what you was praying about. Raise up your hand. That's right. Raise up. Just stand up. You believe it when Andrew had told Simon to come see that they found the Messiah. And when you come up in the presence of the Lord Jesus, being you're in contact with something now, your prayer, He told him who He was. You believe God could tell me who you are? If you believe it, you can do it. Would that encourage you to believe with all your heart? Would you interest in it that way? Now the man's put his hands up, and whatever was told him, I don't know, I have to run the tape. See? Whatever it was right. Is that right, sir? All right. Whatever it is right. Mr. Shepherd, believe with all your heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, believe. That's the word when he said, your name is Simon, son of John. Now, if you just believe, that's all that's necessary. Now, what is it? He promised that.
Amen.
He gave that promise. That shows that He's here. Not just me, He's in you. He's in His body of believers. Little lady, weeping and praying with your head down, suffering with a cancer. If you won't fear and will believe, God will make you well. If you can believe it. You just go to miss it.
Sure.
Mrs. Hood, believe with all your heart now that Jesus Christ make you well. And you can have what you've asked for. Now you go believe it with all your heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen. sitting right next to you there is a lady who's got stomach trouble, heart trouble, complications. You believe with all your heart you can have your healing. You believe with all your heart? You accept it? You do? All right? That man who has hemorrhoids, you believe God can heal those hemorrhoids and make you well? Raise up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you think about saying that sin has a hernia? Do you believe God can heal a hernia and make you well?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
A lady right next to your arm is suffering with headache. It's gone now, hasn't it?
Huh?
Your faith in it.
Hallelujah.
That's all you have to do, just believe. There's a lady here with diabetes. You believe God will make you well, lady, sitting with diabetes? You believe God can tell me who you are? You do it? Miss Robinson? Her name.
Hallelujah.
Put your hand over on you there for that hernia. Maybe God will make him well too. If you believe it, will you do it? All right, sir. The lady said that she laid her hand on her, she got neuritis. You believe that God will heal the neuritis and make you well? You do. You can have your healing too. You got to believe it. Now, that's confirmation. God made the promise. Now, how many believe that Christ is here?
Hallelujah.
All of you that want His presence, that wants mercy from Him, that wants mercy on your soul, and you want to accept Him now while you're right in His presence, identify. Now, a man might come in here with nail scars, his hands and thorn prints and say, I am the Lord. Any old hypocrite can do that. But the life, the Lord Jesus' body is sitting at the right hand of the Majesty. When He comes, times no more. When that body returns to the earth. But His spirit, sure, His life is given evidence of His being here. I'll be with you, even in you. To the end of the world. And you want mercy coming now. Will you just stand for a word of prayer? All over the building, you that, wherever you are, will you just stand? God bless you, way back in there. That's right. Just keep standing. Just stand on your feet. That's all I want you to do. Just stand up now for prayer. If you stand for Him, if you're ashamed of Him now, He'll be ashamed of you before the Father. If you're willing to confess Him now, He'll confess you before the Father. I now want to accept Christ. My Savior, I want Him to fill me with His Spirit right now. I want Him to just remain standing just a moment for prayer, if you will. Stand up, that's right. I feel led to do this. This is an altar call. Stand up. We have no altar to come to. Your heart is the altar. Just pull back all the unbelief and know that He's here now. We're standing up on your feet. You who wants to accept Christ right now in the divine presence that you feel that's vindicated now. Now, let us bow our heads. Lord Jesus, they are yours. You said no man can come to me except my Father loves him. And now, according to science, they cannot even raise their hand. The law of gravitation says our hands must hang down. But there's a life in them. And that life was brought near to eternal life, Christ. And they made a decision in their heart that they're true with the world. And they raised their hands and stood on their feet, defying the law of gravity. That there's a life in their soul that we defy the law of the world and unbelief. In the name of Jesus Christ, they're yours. They're love gifts of the gospel. They're memorials of the message tonight and of your great presence with us. Put their names upon the Lamb's Book of Life there, Lord. We pray that each one of them will be there as your children, your beloved. Fill them with the Holy Spirit of God into their hearts. May their lives be charged with the power of Almighty God, that humility and love and kindness and gentleness will flow from them, and a zeal to see others saved that was once in their condition. Grant it, Lord. Only thing that we can do, Lord, is to believe. And they stood as memorial of their belief, and now with my faith and their faith together, we lay it upon your altar by faith. And they are the sacrifice that's laying there waiting for the sacrifice Son of God to accept them into His kingdom. Grant it, Lord, just now may they be yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you that believe on Him with all your heart, that stand, raise up your hands. Say, I believe Him, I accept Him right now as my Redeemer, and I seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Raise your hands. God bless you. Now, you may be seated. Now, I want you to make your way to some church now, right away. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a meeting for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow night, right here at the building. Now, there's a lot of fanaticism they call the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but that don't mean there isn't a real Holy Ghost. There's a real, genuine Holy Spirit of God, just the same. And I believe that he'll meet with us here tomorrow night. Now, how many in the building is convinced that we're at the end now? How many convinced that this is the truth, the Word is supposed to be this way in the last days? Raise your hand. How many of these believers, wave your hand. All right? Jesus said these words, these signs shall follow them that believe, if you're believing. Now, how many needy of Christ in your body? Raise up your hand. Are you believers just sitting next to them? Lay your hands on one another. And the way you pray in your church, that's the way you pray here. Don't you pray for yourself. You pray for them, they're praying for you. And the Bible says, they shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now you pray the way you do and for the time. Lord Jesus, they are yours. Receive them into your kingdom and heal them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, pray for them. Satan has lost his hope. May the power of Almighty God bless you, everyone. Oh, Lord God, what's the matter with these people of us on this earth today to call ourselves the royal seed of Abraham? Well, he waited 25 years hoping and having faith against the impossibles to see a miracle performed, and you did it. How much more can we take your word when you're the same visible God that appeared to Abraham that's appearing here to us in human flesh in the same manner that you did to Abraham? God grant that everybody will see it this afternoon and prosper. Every time the people pass the suit and get hands are laid up on them, may they go from this building rejoicing and never take it back, but believe like Abraham and all the rest of the patriarchs. You said it would happen, and it will happen if they're faint not. Granted in Jesus' name, amen. I do believe. I believe. You believe. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that He's raised from the dead. I believe He's more than able to perform any promise that He promised to do. He can keep every word that He ever said. And He'll do it for us here this afternoon if we'll only believe it. He never said, go ye therefore and jerk the people up out of wheelchairs and take the hard cases and do this. He didn't say that. He said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That is believers. Now the Holy Spirit is his defense witness here. He knows whether you believe it or not. Don't just come guessing. Take that guess and take that hope and take that imaginary and put it on your feet and say, I have faith. I know it's going to be. Something will happen. What do you think it is to me standing here, friend? What do you think to me? Standing here like it is now, before audiences, sometimes up to thousands and hundreds of thousands, to make a claim that He's a living and His Spirit told me that the Word that He had given me, could God do anything without being able to back it up? He told He would do it. That's the Word. And stand here before the audiences where skeptics, unbelievers, everything else set by the tens of thousands. And yet see Him calling on the scene. You believe me, Sheriff? All right. Someone close. Not my friends now. If you're sick, anybody my friends. How many right here in front of me knows that I don't know you? Raise up your hands like this. Now, this son here does know me. See, along here, they do know me. Right in here. That's right, is it, brethren? All y'all on this. Look here. See? They don't. But out in here, you don't know me. How many in this one row here don't know me? Raise up your hand. Is there anybody in these three rows here, right in here, that does know me? Knows that I know something about you. And everything, raise up your hand. Do I know you back there? Do I know you, brother? I don't believe he understood me because I don't know him. He don't know me. You don't know me, do you, sir? You know me? You know that I know what's wrong with you? No. Who are you? He don't understand me because I don't know the man. Do you know that I know what's wrong with you without being spiritual? I just know you as the man and know what's wrong with you? Certainly not. Sure. I would.
this rain you can't understand. May the Holy Spirit help us now. All right, starting this section, man. You believe in here. That one man, I might not even know. The man sitting there, he's got his hand up. See, he doesn't know me. I know he doesn't. But he just had his hand up anyhow. I won't touch him, man. I leave you all. The Lord bless. Somebody pray in here. You believe, every one of you. You believe with all your heart. Here's a little lady. Let me just call one person and start talking. Just talk to somebody. Get the Holy Spirit moving. The little lady sitting there, you believe me to be God's servant? You little lady sitting there? You? All right. Two of you nodded your head, or we've had both of you then. All right. The lady here nods your head like this, pink dress on. If Jesus Christ can tell me what's your trouble or something about you, would you believe me to be his prophet and know it's him? Your trouble's in your back. If that's right, raise up your hand.
Amen.
All right. Now, you little lady out on the end, you didn't get it because of weather was bad. You have colon trouble. It's in your colon. This woman sat next to you has a heart trouble. That's right. You three women, raise up your hand. Now, the stranger here. Now, do you believe? Have faith. That's all you have to do. A little lady sitting out here looking right at me. I don't know you. You're a stranger to me. You don't know me. Sitting right there with a little white. Looking right at me. Yes, you. You don't know me. But you're suffering, aren't you? You're kind of a little worried about something. It's a lump that's in your breast. But that's right, raise up your hand. Now, you say you see a lump. There's no lump showing. Is that right? No lump showing. And I don't know you. You believe God can tell me who you are? Would that make you happy some? Would it help the audience? Now, remember, the woman's got her hand up. Put your hand up. I don't know you. God help me. Mrs. Patterson. You believe? By the way, that's your mother-in-law sitting next to you there. You believe she wants to be prayed for? She come for that purpose. You believe God can tell me what's the matter with her? Her trouble's in her eyes and her ears. That's right. Raise up your hand. Right. He lives. He's still God. Here's a lady sitting back there having epilepsy. She has epilepsy, and she's got female trouble, and her name is Miss Woods. If that's right, stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet, that's God. I've never seen a woman in my life. The devil left you there, sister. Praise be to God. If thou canst believe,
hallelujah.
You just believe. Here's a lady sitting right back here. She's very weak. She's sick. She just come from the hospital. She's got stomach trouble. Her name is Miss Kitchens. Stand up and believe with all your heart. Jesus Christ, make you well. Never seen her in my life. Here's a lady with gallbladder trouble. You believe with all your heart, too, that God will heal you? Mrs. Whittaker, you believe with all your heart, God will heal you? If that's right, stand up on your feet and we're strangers to one another. Do you believe he's here? What is that? That's God's defense witness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, people, believe with all your heart. That's God's defense witness. How do you judge him? Do you believe he's right? Do you believe his word's true? He promised all week long, I preached on it and showed it in the Bible, that he didn't do this in this day. Do you believe it's the truth? Do you judge? What's your judgment? Do you believe? Let those who have prayer cards in this side over here stand up in the middle of the aisle. Over here, it's got prayer cards on this line over here. Stand up in the middle of the aisle this way. Those on that side who has prayer cards, stand up in that aisle this way. Those over against the other side, stand up in that aisle. Those that's up in the top there that has prayer cards, walk down in front. Those who's in this line here that has prayer cards, stand over on that side. Those in this side that has prayer cards, stand over in this aisle right here. Those who has prayer cards here, stand over in this aisle. Now, stop right there now. We'll get the other side just in a minute. Form your line. Come right down. Now, hold still just a minute where you are. Stand just where you are. Just a moment. Look. How many ministers are in here that believe? Real God-fearing man that believes that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever, and his last commission to his church was, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. How many of you ministers believe that? If you do, come here and stand with me right here while we pray, so that when these people are healed, they'll see it wasn't just Brother Branham, it's you too. Stand right along here, form a double line right here where the line will pass through. Oh my, what else could God do? I don't know nothing. Look at the ministers coming, the witnesses.
Go right down, make your line down this way.
Yes. Huh? Sorry, that's okay.
Now, I'm going to have Brother Borders, the manager, to come here to this microphone. And I want him to keep the line in order so as they'll come this way, go back around that way, go back to your seat, see, when you come. All that can hear me, raise up your hands. Look, let these, the farthest back, come in first and come around this way and go around. Then let the next, go right around behind the minister, sure, as you're prayed for, go right back and take your seat. Then let Billy, he'll motion you right around and tell you how to get in the line. And then as soon as this is over, then we'll have them stand down that way and come this other way. Now all understands, raise up your hand now. All right, good. Now, Brother Borders will be right here at the microphone to give witness on what you must do. All right. Now look, the reason I'm doing this is because I want you to understand. I don't know these brothers, I know two or three of them. They may be Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, I don't know who they are. Don't hear me saying that. Now, I want you to know that after I'm gone, most time evangelists come in town and he does everything. See? He does the praying for the sick and everything. See, that's not right. I want to keep out of that picture. I want you to see Jesus. This week I've tried my best to show you that he's here. If you have faith to reach up again, you don't need to come in the line. But if you want to follow this scripture, his divine presence, you touch his garment. Just look what these people said here a while ago. God in heaven knows I've never seen him in my life. And I start right here in a few minutes of faith. How many knows that Jesus, when that happened to him, that woman used in God's gift, she got weak. How many knows that virtue went out of him with his strength? And I'm a sinner. But Jesus said, more than this shall you do, for I go to my Father. Now, we're going to offer prayer. And I want these ministers with me, I'm going to stand right here too, lay hands on every one of the sick. And now, if you remember, listen, hear ye to it, believe it, unless you come through believing, right now it's settled forever. Don't come. It'll only make you worse. It'll hinder your faith. But if you believe that you're in the presence of Jesus Christ and not we his servants, and we're only carrying out witnesses as we lay our hands on you that we believe this to be the truth. And when we lay hands on you, you believe it. And go out of here and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord, it's all settled. Don't you never change your mind. Now remember, let me quote this again. Listen close. Your mind is your jury on this case. And your actions from here out will pronounce what your judgment is. You come in here and say, well, I don't know. You see where you judge him. He's on trial to each one of you. He's here in your presence. His word is here. He vindicates his word. You're here. He's on trial to you. Not on trial to me. I believe him. He's on trial to you. And if you believe him, if you judge him faithful to his word, now they're just about to get the line straightened out so they're forming around. You see, I'm just waiting. Well, he got it straightened out. Just move that on out. Form your long line. Go right straight back the way you come on him. Get out. If you believe him, then something's going to happen. Remember, now, there is no power in none of these ministers. There's no power in me. There's no power in any man to heal, but we have authority from God to do this. We don't have power. We have authority. Here is our authority, God's Word. And the presence of Jesus Christ proves that he's here. What? You should be healed, everyone. Now let's all bow our heads while we offer one prayer, and Brother Borders will be standing here leading the songs and directing the people. As you come through now, pray and believe. All together, brother ministers, you see why I've done this. That when I leave, your congregation knows too. He still get healed. You're God's servant also. Just ain't one. God don't just have one servant. He has thousands of them, all that will believe it. Now let's bow our heads. You have just as much right to pray for the sick as me, Roberts, or anybody else. Heavenly Father, I thank you again. In my heart, and on all hearts here, you are justified to put this in the Word, for we've seen it work and we know it's the truth. And we know it'll work on every person. And we're praying to you now, Lord, conditioning our own soul. While we know you're here, you've answered, you spoke your Word out to us, you're here. Now, may you anoint us, Lord. And when we lay our hands upon these sick people, poor sick people sitting here in this rain this afternoon, May every one of them recover and go home and be well. May they be like Abraham, call those saints which were not as though they were, because God made the promise. And you was the one said, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You never said they'd recover like that, but you said they would do it. And we believe it, Lord. Help everybody to believe it, Lord, as we commit the meeting to your hands in Jesus Christ's name. We follow your commandments. Amen. Now let the prayer line start. Brother Porters, take the place. Please. The Lord bless you. The reason I got my hands together with you minister brothers, that was because some of you all are suffering too, you know. And you put yourself out here free for others, let alone, it's not right. I believe as we put our hands together, I believe that God honored that. Here's those who couldn't get to the meeting. Now let's pray for these handkerchiefs. Heavenly Father, we're taught in the Bible that they taken from the body of St. Paul, handkerchiefs and aprons. We're not St. Paul, but you're still Jesus. And we pray, God, that you'll send your blessings to these handkerchiefs and heal each and every one of them. Make them well, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And send them. Amen. I want to say this, that coming through the line, I've seen women and men holding babies, and they were wet. You just remember me, my pastor brothers, that weeks from now, you find out, there's a great thing to place here. They will recover. I said that 90% of them will recover. That's right. I've never felt such a fun thing. It was really wonderful. Just act. Go on, act like it was all over. No matter if you didn't feel it. He didn't say, did you feel it? He said, did you believe it? Did you believe it? And we believe it. And he's here now. And we give him praise and glory for all that he's done. And dear Christian friends, I know they'll be closing the meeting in a few minutes. And I want to say this to you. If I don't meet you no more this side of the river, I'll see you there with the same gospel, the same thing. I just remember, as what you've accepted this afternoon, your mind has been your jury. It's made up its mind, made up the verdict. Now, you just go on acting. I don't care if you was paralyzed and couldn't move. Just still keep on believing. He said, they shall recover. They shall recover. That's what the witness said. Every witness today. All the way down through the Bible, unless he said something spontaneously would happen. But in this case, they shall recover. That's what laying on of hands. Now, if a vision happened and said, this is going to happen a certain time, then he designates the time. But on this case, he said, they shall recover. Believe it with all your heart.